It's Sports Talk with Craig and Chris here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 91 KWSN. I'm Chris Tubbs along with Craig Maddock. On the fan line, one of my favorites, he's the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, host of the new show No Limits, premiering tonight on Animal Planet at 7 o'clock. It's showtime, Eric Young. EY, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So how the interest in all of these extreme adventures that you've been taking on?
I've always been a bit of an adrenaline junkie. It's cool having your own television show. So this, combines both. I'm super proud of it. It's a fun, easy show to watch. And, 5-year-old boy can watch it. 75-year-old woman can watch it. It's just a good television show.
How much impact or how much input do you have with selecting some of these locations? Because I've seen, you go to New Mexico, Puerto Rico, Maine, Hawaii, New York. Do they come to you and say, this is where we want to send you? Or do you have input on that?
Yeah, I say I want to do all of them in Hawaii, but they haven't listened to me yet. they usually send me like a list, and here's a list of ideas we're going to send in, and see if we can get them approved. And it's just like, are you willing to do all this stuff? And I haven't said no yet, so it's been a wild ride with some wild stuff and some wild places, but it's cool. I like to travel, I like to meet new people, and I like doing crazy stuff, and that's what the show is.
Now, you've still got the other show off the hook, right? The Extreme Catches. You're doing that as well?
No, this is actually a continuation.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, there's 10 off the hook episodes that were filmed under that name originally, but they're gonna air under the No Limits banner. It's the same show. It's just not as much fishing.
Okay.
But there's 10 fishing episodes coming too, really good ones. Marlin episode, a couple shark episodes, really cool stuff.
Okay. So, you live in... You live in Tennessee right now. I got to imagine that the fishing probably isn't as good in Tennessee as it is and maybe in some of these other locations.
Yeah, not near as exciting, for sure. I do live in Nashville. I love it. I love the city. It's a great city. And it's got good fishing. I live right on Percy Priest Lake, and I know they got a lot of smallmouth bass and stuff in there. But I'm more of a saltwater guy. I don't like sitting around. I like doing crazy fishing. So that the show was cool for that.
Showtime, Eric Young. He's got his new show No Limits premiering tonight, Animal Planet, 7 o'clock Central. Also had the Off the Hook Extreme Catches. This is a continuation of that. So I want to talk a little bit, EY, about your career. You've been in TNA since 2004, and you've always been one of my favorites just because of the versatility. You can go in the ring, but the versatility of what you've done between 2004 and 2014, how have you evolved the most as a performer between the time that you started and now?
One of the things I'm most proud of in my wrestling career is my versatility. I've always said, having a story and playing a character and make people invested in what I'm doing, that's my number one skill. The versatility of, and I've got to live 10 lifetimes in a pro wrestling, world. I've been a superhero, and I've been afraid, and I've been crazy, and I've, been evil world elite, and I've, now I'm world heavyweight champion. I've had 10 lifetimes in wrestling, and I got 10 more to go yet, man. So it's been a wild ride, and I wouldn't change any of it. Everything that I've done is I'm super proud of. I had fun doing. That's what wrestling is. It's something that offers a little bit of something to everybody, and I've been able to do a bunch of different things. I haven't been just one guy, so it's been a wild ride for me.
How did you get involved in the wrestling business? Is it something that you grew up wanting to be a part of?
Yeah, it's all I've wanted to do since I was 5. I guess when you're in grade school, growing up in a small town in Canada, you don't it's not really obtainable, but it was always something that I wanted to do. And I found out that I was okay at school, but I didn't really like it, and I just kind of decided right out of high school to go into wrestling training, and my thought was that, I can go to school at any age, so I just said, maybe I'll just try this pro wrestling thing, and mm-hmm. Here I am, man.
Who was the most influential? Because I see that a couple of guys that you got trained by were Scott D'Amore and the late Chris Canyon. Were those two guys pretty influential in your training and developing?
Yeah, for sure. Scott is a huge part of my life and my career, especially pro wrestling. Canyon was, in Canada, and, I did some stuff with him. He was shooting the Jesse Ventura movie. Really good guy, super knowledgeable about wrestling. A lot of my wrestling training, though, came from Waldo Von Erich. He's one of the original Von Erichs. Still holds the record in Madison Square Garden for longest pro wrestling match ever, 93 minutes. But he was older and kind of beat up, so he couldn't get in the ring much. But what I learned psychology-wise and the mental aspect of wrestling, I learned from him and a pile of other guys. So it's been cool, man. I ended up getting really good training and meeting a lot of cool guys that helped me along the way, and Scott DeMore is definitely one of them.
He's Showtime Eric Young, TNA World Heavyweight Champion. He's got a brand new show on Animal Planet tonight, No Limits, premiering at 7 o'clock on Animal Planet. Be sure to go ahead and check it out tonight. Also, Slammiversary, defending the TNA World Heavyweight Championship against MVP. What's the most outrageous place you've ever performed as a wrestler, EY?
Oh, man. All over the place. One of my favorite places to work is in Japan. It's completely different than it is here. I think that's why I like it. But, I mean, I've wrestled in front of, 25,000 people, and I've wrestled in front of 4 people. And it's been a crazy life, man, a wild ride. And I wouldn't change any of it. I learned a pile of stuff wrestling in front of 4 people. But it's something that everybody that's in my position has been through, and I've traveled the world, wrestled in front of, hundreds and thousands of different people from all kinds of different countries and entertained them, and that's a huge honor for me.
And you're also a big fantasy football guy, right, too?
Oh, yeah, massive. Yeah, I have a disease.
What's your success? How does Eric Young have success with fantasy football?
I've been playing, I guess, almost 10 years now, and I always have the best when I just try to pick the best guy available. That seems to be the best. And every draft is different. Like, you could prepare and do mock drafts till you're blue in the face, but, unless you really are in the mind of the guys that you're drafting with, there's no way to know who's going to take who. And a guy picked, last year he picked, I think it was Tony Romo in this one draft I did in, like, the 3rd pick, and we all made fun of him. And ended up being a really good pick for him, but he could have waited, So mm-hmm. you just never know who's going to be available. So I try not to plan. I try to just kind of fly by the seat of my pants, I make my, like, top 200 list, and I go from there.
You do a lot of your own research then, or do you depend on, like, one or two different guys?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot. Like, I use ESPN stuff. I use Fantasy Football Guys podcasts, all kinds of different. There's a local one in Nashville I listen to. Yeah, I can't seem to get enough information. I watch the NFL Network every single day when football's going. Right now I'm hockey zone, so football isn't part of my life yet mm-hmm. until hockey's over. But as soon as hockey gets done, I go full football.
So who do you like in the NHL? I know the Rangers beat the Canadiens last night in 6, but Blackhawks, Kings, who you got in that one?
I think Los Angeles is going to win there, and I don't think anyone can beat them, man. They're a juggernaut mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, no
I don't
question.
Think anyone can beat the Los Angeles Kings.
No question. Hey, Eric Young, Showtime. Eric Young, he's got the new show No Limits tonight, Animal Planet, 7 o'clock. Also, a Slammiversary pay-per-view June 15th, defending the TNA World Heavyweight Championship against MVP. EY, appreciate the time. Great to talk to you this morning. Have a good one, and we'll be watching on Animal Planet.